This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Screaming in vengeance, it's the Alex Jones Broadcast. Aware of what's going on in multiple states of Canada and what's going on in Europe, but I've still dropped the ball. I saw the video last week of Quebec City, the health minister, just acting like a villain from a G.I. Joe Cobra Commander movie. I mean, rubbing hands together. Oh, it's excellent. We'll take everyone and put them in secret facilities. The police are following orders. Well, the U.N. is pleased with us. And I've got the UN ministers. Oh, we break up the families. They want that power to come and take you away. This is the cover for their final political solution. So tell people where you're at, the name of the document. I'm aware of it. I saw the link last week. I didn't cover it because I'm just up and going, they're coming to round you up. And it's, you know, it's like this is all happening. The epic biblicalness of this is just happening, Mike, and people aren't aware, so tell them where they find it, what the document is, suspending elections. This is martial law, institutional martial law under the UN global governance, dictating what the cities and states can do, giving the political cover for absolute evil.
Alex, this is exactly as you stated, the UN's plan to come in and detain people and take them from their homes. This is the execution of that plan. This can be found in the Public Health Act right on the Government of Alberta's website, which clearly states that the Lieutenant Governor and Council now has the authority to order the immunization or re-immunization of persons that are not immunized. And if you do not...
So the Public Health Act in Alberta, forced inoculation... secret arrest, secret detainment.
100%. That is correct. And if you do not comply, they have a contingency in there for you as well. They'll detain you and throw you in a facility indefinitely, essentially, until you're compliant. And in coordination with this, I see on the Government of Canada procurement website that they've put out a RFP, a proposal for 36,000 tear gas canister agents. This is a riot control agent.
There's no doubt they're making their move. They're going to make their move here in the United States. They're going to use COVID as the cover for martial law and race riots as the cover for martial law. What do you think we should do? What should Trump do? I think he should assault this head on, call it all out. I know the White House is watching right now. What are they going to do about this? They need to call it out now.
Us as citizens, Canadians and Americans, we need to start taking action and contacting local MPs and making sure that our frustrations are known and that we're not going to stand around idly and let this tyranny destroy our countries. I know for a fact I'm not going to stand here idly and let them just enslave us. I'd rather...
Yeah, anybody tries to take me to some secret center for forced inoculation, they want to plunge their poison in me. That's a physical assault. I'm going to defend myself. They're the ones assaulting us. And they want to do it bureaucratically and poison us and kill us that way. That's what they want to do. No, you will not kill us, you little maggots.
Well, that's right, Alex. And all the while, our...
By the way, go back to that. England just passed... $13,000 fines for not staying locked up in your house. Now Canada, $569,000 fines? What the hell is that? That's out of KUT Austin. Holy mackerel.
And on top of that, they're going to give us a year and a half to give up our guns or else they'll come and forcefully buy them.
But see how, oh, it's 15 days just, you know, for the hospitals. Oh, and then, oh, it's 2 months. It's 6 months. Oh, now it's $750,000 fines, they're now saying. That was an old article. I mean, it's just, boom, we're here. We're here.
And this mask mandate has no end date. Keep that in mind, that they do not have an end date for this.
But that said, how beautiful it is that people aren't wearing them at Trump rallies. Trump's coming out against it. We need to call its bluff now, brother.
It's time to be lions in the herd of sheep. Walk out there and be proud of it and stand up for your liberties that are being stripped from us on a daily
basis. Mike, incredible. We're going to put this last segment, this one out. Really important piece to feature and show the documents you mentioned that Canada now under full martial law. Canada now to fine and arrest and any. forced inoculations. My God. Kimber Griffin's coming up. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
When that sun is high,
when that sun is high
in that Texas sky,
I'll be bucking.
You'll be interviewing Gilbert Griffin, the icon. Bigger than Ron Paul. It's not about how big you are, but around before Ron Paul, making films in the 60s, exposing everything that happened. And the communist takeover of Africa, Asia, Latin America, a trailblazer that we all stand on his shoulders. G. Edward Griffin, redpillexpo.org, redpilluniversity.org. He's with us about 15 minutes into the next hour. I want to first get into Yuri Bezmenov, who was the KGB defector, who's now gone super viral yet again. I was playing this Yuri Bezmenov interview in 1996 on Access TV. And then, you know, and Griffin was cool. He'd come on by 1997 on my radio show. But Jim Griffin's been active since the mid-60s, and I believe we'll go to him in a moment, but this interview's from the late 60s with Yuri Bezmenov. We'll air a few minutes of it, and then go to G. Edward Griffin and talk about the big picture, the lockdowns, the martial law, and how he thinks humanity should counter this. But let's go ahead and go to 6 minutes of this amazing historical interview.
Ideological subversion is the slow process, which we call either ideological subversion or active measures, активные мероприятия in the language of the KGB, or psychological warfare. What it basically means is to change the perception of reality of every American to such an extent that despite of the abundance of information, no one is able to come to sensible conclusions in the interests of defending themselves, their families, their community, and their country. It's a great brainwashing process which goes very slow, and it's divided in four basic stages. The first one being demoralization. It takes from 15 to 20 years to demoralize a nation. Why that many years? Because this is the minimum number of years which requires to educate one generation of students in the country of your enemy, exposed to the ideology of the enemy. In other words, Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of at least three generations of American students without being challenged or counterbalanced by the basic values of Americanism, American patriotism. The demoralization process in the United States is basically completed already for the last 25 years. Actually, it's overfulfilled because demoralization now reaches such areas where previously not even Comrade Andropov and all his experts would even dream of such a tremendous success. Most of it is done by Americans to Americans, thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it until he is going to receive a kick in his fat bottom. When a military boot crashes his balls, then he will understand, but not before that. That's the tragic of the situation of demoralization. The next stage is destabilization. This time, subverter does not care about your ideas and the patterns of your consumption. Whether you eat junk food and get fat and flabby, it doesn't matter anymore. This time, and it takes only from 2 to 5 years to destabilize a nation, it's what matters is essentials: economy, foreign relations, defense systems. And you can see it quite clearly that in some areas, in such sensitive areas as defense and economy, the influence of Marxist-Leninist ideas in the United States is absolutely fantastic. I could never believe it 14 years ago when I landed in this part of the world that the process will go that fast. The next stage, of course, is crisis. It may take only up to 6 weeks to bring a country to the verge of crisis. You can see it in Central America now. And after crisis, with a violent change of power, structure, and economy, you have so-called the period of normalization. It may last indefinitely. Normalization is a cynical expression borrowed from Soviet propaganda. When the Soviet tanks moved into Czechoslovakia in 68, Comrade Brezhnev said, "Now the situation in brotherly Czechoslovakia is normalized." This is what will happen in the United States if you allow all these schmucks to bring the country to crisis, to promise people all kind of goodies and the paradise on earth, to destabilize your economy, to eliminate the principle of free market competition, and to put a big brother government in Washington, D.C., with benevolent dictators like Walter Mondale, who will promise lots of things, never mind whether the promises are fulfillable or not. Your leftists in the United States, all these professors and all these beautiful civil rights defenders, they are instrumental in the process of the subversion only to destabilize the nation. When their job is completed, they are not needed anymore. They know too much. Some of them, when they get disillusioned, when they see that Marxist-Leninist has come to power, obviously they get offended. They think that they will come to power. That will never happen, of course. They will be lined up against the wall and shot. But they may turn into the most bitter enemies of Marxist-Leninists when they come to power. And that's what happened in Nicaragua. You remember most of these former Marxist-Leninists were either put to prison or one of them split, and now he's working against Sandinistas. It happened in Grenada when Maurice Bishop was... He was already a Marxist. He was executed by a new Marxist who was more Marxist than this Marxist. Same happened in Afghanistan when first there was Taraki. He was killed by Amin. Then Amin was killed by Babrak Karmal with the help of KGB. Same happened in Bangladesh when Mujibur Rahman, very pro-Soviet leftist, was assassinated by his own Marxist-Leninist military comrades. It's the same pattern everywhere. The time bomb is ticking with every second.
It's closer. Yuri Bezmenov, that's an interview from 1984. Of course, Griffin did interviews back in the early 1960s, mid-60s with everybody. He joins us for the next hour, 15 minutes the next hour. We really appreciate him. Hearing all that is exactly what's happening. But the reason I wanted to get him on today was to explain, we're not giving the Russians cover for what they did, but it was a globalist Rothschild banking cartel that put this in Russia as its beta test to exploit Russia to expand this. And so that's why it's done so well here, because it actually came from here. You talk about trailblazing. G. Edward Griffin is the trailblazer, exposing the whole paradigm. G. Edward Griffin, thank you so much, my friend, for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's always a pleasure to be on your show and to get your perspective on things.
Well, I'm going to try to give you the floor when we come back, and you can talk about any subject you want, but I'd like to go back into history, why the ultra-rich, as Nundare called conspiracy exposes, which you even predate, are funding communism so people can get the paradigm shift, and then look at the current situation. What else do you want to get into today?
I think that's quite enough, because that's a deep topic. When you touched on the idea that it was the so-called anti-communist or non-communist world that actually funded the communist revolution. A lot of people have come to realize that now, but I'm not sure they understand the significance of that. When you realize that the money for sending Lenin into Russia to stimulate and lead the revolution against the Tsar, that money came from Wall Street and from the city in London. It came from very, very, very wealthy people, the kind of people we would tend to call capitalists. That's another topic, because I want to just emphasize that the amount of money a person has is not a measure of what they believe. So a very rich person can be a communist.
Exactly, because it's a spiritual thing at the end of the day. G. Edward Griffin. And I'm here looking at G. Edward Griffin. You know, I got a chance to meet all these big Hollywood stars. Can't care less about them. I even know Donald Trump. Okay, big deal. I'm looking at G. Edward Griffin, a living legend there on Skype. Like, he's right there. And without him, we would not even be where we are, literally. This guy's one of the few people early on to expose it. We are so honored to have him. This guy's a rock star for humanity.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm your host, Alex Jones, G. Edward Griffin, best-selling author, researcher, patriot with redpilluniversity.org is our guest here. 15 minutes till the next hour. But seriously, I was singling out G. Edward Griffin earlier and how important he is for all of our futures because it needs to be singled out. They celebrate LeBron James. They celebrate Roger Staubach. They celebrate things artificially because they don't matter. Instead of what was it like back in the mid-1960s when he woke up and then became one of the main voices or progenitors of the modern resistance to globalism. And what is it like out of thousands of political ideologies that globalists fund to confuse people with their Tower of Babel to have been there accurately forecasting who the players were, what the battle space was, and how they could be defeated? I mean, this is vindication. People say, Jones, you've been on air 26 years. You're so vindicated. Well, because I was reading the work of G. Edward Griffin and of many others that came before, and that's why we're here. So this is a shorter segment, long segment coming up, but if you can, go back to your roots and what woke you up and then contemporize what the main players are as you did 50, 60 years ago, and then let's move forward with the breakdown of exactly who we're facing, because knowing who the enemy is half the battle.
Well, I guess that's my cue. I was sort of looking at that old video thinking how young I was. But anyway.
How long have you, what place to start? How long have you been in this fight?
I took my first red pill in 1960. So that's quite a while.
Let's start there.
Yeah, we can start there. Well, I was climbing the corporate ladder. I was like a lot of other young people are all the time. They're trying to look good, trying to do well. Had a small family and a beautiful wife and a couple of kids, and I wanted to do something that was fun. I wanted to have all the good things. I wanted to climb into the corporate world and become an executive. I wanted to have money and travel, looking good and having all the good material things. And it was a very shallow existence looking back at it. But then I stumbled across some information, a little pamphlet that I picked up somewhere, written by a college professor in some Midwestern university, and it was critical of the United Nations. And I thought, what? How can you be critical of the United Nations? I just came out of the university, and I was taught that the United Nations was our last best hope for peace. So I believe that. So how could anybody find anything wrong with our last best hope for peace? So anyway, I don't want to make a big story out of that because that's all ancient history. But that was the first crack in the egg, and I began to do some independent research. And an amazing thing, Alex, I discovered something about myself that I didn't know. I discovered that I had a crusader gene, and it started to vibrate. And the minute I discovered that I was being fooled, that everything, not everything at that time, but now I know almost everything I thought was real was false. But when I discovered that I had been lied to about the UN, and then I discovered I'd been lied to about something else, and then something else, I became highly indignant. Instead of just going, sitting back on it and saying, well, gee, I wonder what's going to happen next. I got to learn more. I became angry, and I said, I've got to do something about this. That was contrary to my style. So I quit my job, and my poor wife, I thought she was going to die. And she said, what, how are we going to put groceries on the table? What happened to your career? You're out fighting communism. Nobody cares about communism. That's over there someplace. Anyway, that was how it all began, and it just incrementally I went downhill from there. I just couldn't resist learning more, and then once I had learned some very significant information, I felt it was my responsibility to explain it to others so that they could travel the same path if they wished to do that.
And you became a pretty big leader in the movement pretty fast, didn't you?
Well, I guess, no, I don't think I became a big leader in the movement. I just became a small fry in the movement. In fact, I remember going to a lot of these patriotic meetings and informative meetings, and I was always the youngest kid there, and I was very young. And all the old-timers were up there in the dais, and the speakers were the old people that knew things. I was just green behind the ears. I had learned one or two things. So I was not a leader at all. I was just doing my best.
Well, I look back on you fast doing film interviews back when that was so hard, and huge films, and just, I mean, you hit the ground running. I mean, you were doing amazing stuff.
Well, I did hit the ground running, that's for sure. But, you know, I forgot about those old films, and somebody called me a few months ago and said, you know, your interview with Yuri Bezmenov is going viral. I said, oh, it is? I didn't know that. And then somebody called me a few weeks later and said, yeah, and somebody pulled up your old your lecture on More Deadly Than War, which was an analysis of the revolutionary tactics that we see in our streets now, not only in our streets, but in our country.
Well, you made films like Katanga and all those. They're incredible.
Yeah, well, that's what I was doing. I had learned in school a little bit about filmmaking and communications. I had thought originally I was going to make that my career, but that didn't pay out because there were people with far more talent than mine wasting their lives in Hollywood waiting for a big chance. And so I said, well, I got to get on with life. I got a family to support. So that's when I went into the corporate world. But I did have some knowledge and training and aptitude for communication. So I thought, well, I'll take that and apply it as best I could to communicate these things.
Well, I know you want to talk about yourself all day. It's just important to know the roots of this because I've tracked the resistance. And your work, you know, inspired Barry Goldwater, Ronald Reagan, Ron Paul, so many others. I mean, you've been, I mean, how's it feel? It's got to be satisfying to know you've been a key, and still been pertinent today, you've been a key bomb thrower in the resistance to communism and tyranny for 50, 60 years. That's got to be satisfying. I mean, without you, brother, we would not be in the position we are now, having a fighting chance. I can tell you that, G. Edward. Without you, you've been the key man so far. People give me that credit? Yeah. 1996 forward, we've been key. But you, brother, were patient zero. We salute you.
Well, thank you for that, Alex. I don't feel any more worthy than anybody else in the trenches. I just have been I've had many years to pursue it. That makes a big difference, too. So, things are partially due to chance. If somebody had not discovered my old videos, someone had taken it. We used to sell those as VHS copies, you know, tapes. So somebody had found one of those and digitized it. It wasn't me.
No, I used to buy them and put them on Access TV. Believe me, I know.
Yeah, so you're the guy that really is responsible for all this, because without that, nobody would have ever seen the thing. It would not have started to go viral. And, there I am. oh, my gosh, I started to grow a beard by this time. So anyway, it was not just me. And I'm just trying to I'm not just trying to play.
No, I know you're not about credit, but I want the new filmmaker or the new person out there listening to know that this has been a lonely fight, but it's had huge successes. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, and I think there's encouragement from that, because no matter what we do, and no matter how much we seem to be ignored or scoffed at because our position is not mainstream, if you just stick with it and don't yield and say, okay, that's my mission is to be a truth teller, sooner or later it'll come around. And even right now we seem to think that the affairs of the world are so moving so badly downward that we're going to hit bottom, and we may. But I don't care, in spite of no matter how hard the hit is, the truth will bounce back, and it's our job to do our best, no matter what the condition is, because in the long run, the long view of history, truth will prevail. And so it's our responsibility to make sure that that happens.
Exactly. And compare you to Joe Biden, it's night and day, the accumulated gravitas, the understanding the truth versus the system that is just out of gas. We'll come back with G. Edward Griffin straight ahead. I'm going to shut up now for the next four segments. You'll have the floor to talk about what's really going on, who controls it, why do the elite fund communism, what does he expect in the election, how do we counter it. Yuri Bezmenov, we'll talk about it all with G. Edward Griffin. Powerful interview. Tell folks tune in right now, because you are the final equation. You are what takes us to the next level. This is your last chance to get a packed
Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hearing voices that incessantly warn of government as nothing more than some separate, sinister entity that's at the root of all our problems. Some of these same voices also do their best to gum up the works. They'll warn that tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. You should reject these voices.
So now we're under world government. We're told humans are non-essential. We're told we're going to give them forced inoculations. G. Edward Griffin has been totally vindicated. Again, I don't say this to praise him. We don't celebrate the fact that we were right enough. We've been right about the world government, the UN, the CDC just apologized last night and said, well, the UN says COVID-19 is not airborne, even though all these flu viruses and cold viruses are. So since they said that to cover up for China, we're apologizing because they're the boss. Who made them God? This is such an illustration how we're under this UN world system. So now I'm going to shut up, Jared Griffin, get into the ultra-rich funding communism, how it really works, the UN, what the big plan is. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Alex. I really didn't know what to expect today. And the idea that you want to just throw the ball and let me carry it wherever I want to go is kind of dangerous because I don't really know where I'm going to go with this. I hadn't really thought about making a presentation, but I'm delighted to the opportunity because there was something you said early in the introduction that really caught my attention as possibly a theme to try to follow if I had the chance. And that was that back in the old days, that communism was really brought to the scene, funded by the elitists, the very wealthy, very, very, very wealthy people. And these were the financial interests and the banking interests in New York City and in London. And that they were the ones that paid for Trotsky to go to and Lenin, to, you know, all these people. They took them into Russia. They're the ones that instigated the revolution and so forth. So that's an important fact that people increasingly know about, but I don't think they've considered the significance of that. I think the significance was best described by, I thought I'd never forget his name. He's a professor that wrote a lot of books about communism. Anyway, the phrase is simply that communism was the best enemy money could buy. Just think about that. It was a tricky title. You're supposed to think about it. The best enemy money can buy. But the idea that somebody would want an enemy
for a world.
So why would somebody want an enemy? Well, that would be if you wanted to scare the daylights out of your people. Let's say that we go back to Machiavelli, and Machiavelli wrote that if you're a leader of a country, if you're a dictator of a country, a ruler, hard-handed ruler, and the people are getting fed up with you, and they don't like the high taxes, and they don't like the limitations on their liberty, and they're rising into a revolution or a revolt. Machiavelli said that you've got to engage in a war. You've got to scare these people with either a war or the threat of war. So they will be so frightened by what the tyranny and the tragic destruction and death of war that they will accept any kind of cruelty, any kind of high taxation, any kind of resistance. I mean, resistance to their level of freedom and so forth, because they're filled with fear. So he said, wars are what you should go into. So there's the trick. That's why you would want an enemy. You would want an enemy in order to bring your population under passive control. So they will accept all of the absurdities and the affronts on their liberty and their wealth and their privacy in the name of fighting the war. Well, now we find out that there were a lot of books and conferences held by people that we consider to be very, 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 very wealthy, sponsored by them at least, think tanks and so forth. And one of them was, I won't go into too many details, but anyway, these books have been written, and they talk about what else other than war can we use to frighten people into subservience. And so they talk about, well, we could use the fear of maybe environmental destruction. Maybe we could play that up, and people would do anything to save the planet. Maybe we could have an act of terrorism. We could have somebody invade and blow up buildings, and that would scare the dickens out of people. And they'd be willing to give up their freedoms in order to have security against terrorists. And, of course, in those days, nobody was thinking about using a pandemic or anything like that. But if they had the technology in those days, by the way, that book was called The Report from Iron Mountain. And if they had the technology back in the days when McNamara was the Secretary of Defense, why, then they would have said, yeah, a threat from a viral infection, a pandemic. That'll scare the dickens out of everybody. And they'll certainly give up their liberties and accept all kinds of obscenities against them in the name of security. So there you have why the very, very, very rich and the banking fraternity and all that often find it, there's the book, yes, often find it advantageous to buy an enemy or finance an enemy or create an enemy. So it's not really an enemy at all. They're a companion, you might say, in their plan. So we go back to communism, and we realize that communism for a long time, up through the Cold War, was the best enemy that money could buy, because during those days, our leaders here in the United States were... And I, by the way, I fell for this because, remember, I came into this in the 60s. And from the 60s through the early 70s, I was all worried about communism. Communism, look, they're taking over this country and that country. And look, they're sending their agents into our own government. And look, they're doing this and look, they're doing that. Nobody was much interested because they couldn't really see the effects of it on the surface yet. But I could see what was being done, the tunneling that was being underground, how the whole thing was being put into place. But the point is that I was so, and my friends were also concerned about communism, that we didn't notice that some of our anti-communist leaders here in the United States who were leading this whole anti-communist movement themselves did not object to the principles of communism, and they were building what you might call communism here in the United States. They were building a totalitarian system in the United States, calling it Americanism, calling it patriotism, and they were doing it in the name of fighting communism. And if it hadn't been for the threat of communism and the scaring of people with all that, well, then they wouldn't have been able to build the system that we now see here in America that is really not any different at all than communism or fascism or Nazism, the correct name for it.
So they use an outside threat many times they're financing to then create a police state control arm here.
Exactly. Now, once you understand that, and this has happened over and over and over again, then you have to look at today's world events, and you say, are they doing that again? Now, this is a profound question, because if they are, and there's no reason to think they wouldn't, it's a good trick, it always works, then that means that the communists that we see on our streets today, all the people that are scaring us and making us indignant and making us filled with rage, why don't they do something about this, which is naturally what we would think. We have to realize that if those same forces that I was talking about are still running the show here in America, we call that now the deep state, then we find out that yes, the deep state wants that because it's the best enemy you can buy right now. And so now suddenly the name George Soros pops up. Where does he get all of his money? Is he really this financial genius that makes all this money out of thin air? And he
turns out he's been getting it from the State Department, tens of millions over the years.
And elsewhere, too. Now you're looking deeper. See, finally we get off at this level of, look, those bad guys over there, and anybody that opposes the bad guys has got to be a good guy, right? I fell for that in the 60s. I'm not going to fall for it again. Just because somebody is the apparent opponent of the bad guys, we have to look at that somebody just as deeply and to make sure that it's not controlled opposition.
I agree with you. So when we come back, give us your honest assessment of Donald John Trump. I mean, I know he has real enemies, but is it just power structures fighting over who gets control over the ship of state? I don't think Trump himself is a bad guy, but clearly he's not stood up to the censorship. He stood up to China, and he's done a lot of good things. But he says, well, if I crack down on Antifa, it'll be an agitprop. It'll make us look bad. Doesn't matter. It's your duty to do it. So it's a very, very dangerous precedent. We'll talk about with G. Edward Griffin, who is kicking butt, as usual, redpilluniversity.org, redpillexpo.org. Is there other sites people should visit, G. Edward?
Well, I think redpillexpo.org is the big one right now because we're putting on the Red Pill Expo on October 10 and 11.
Well, we'll talk about the Red Pill Expo when we come back. We'll be right back.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones, on the September 22nd transmission. We've got the Obi-Wan Kenobi of the Liberty Movement here with us. And I should have mentioned this, the redpillexpo.org. I'm glad you're putting an expo on. Where is that, G. Edward Griffin? How do people find it? How do people get involved? How do they go?
Well, yeah, it's you're going to love where it is. It's on Jekyll Island, of course. Anybody that knows where the Federal Reserve was created and conceived in secret, they know it was Jekyll Island. That's the reason my book is called The Creature from Jekyll Island. So that's where it is. We're going to hold it right there in the convention center. And we debated long and hard. Gee, will people come? Will they be afraid? Will they want to hide in their basements and put their masks on? Anyway, we said, nuts with that. We're tired with that. We're through with that. We're tired.
When is it again?
It's October 10 and 11, coming right up in about 2 weeks.
You think I should come?
Pardon?
You think I should come?
Well, I think you should come. If you don't come, I'll be very, very upset.
You want me to come speak? I heard about this just the other day. That's why I wanted to get you on a few weeks ago. You want me to come?
Well, I didn't know that you were available, Alex. Let me check and see. We're loaded, but maybe we can move some time around. I think that would be wonderful.
Well, I don't need to speak anything. I don't want to cause a big stir for no reason, though. But I'd love to be at, because you wrote the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Explain that to folks that don't know.
Well, yeah, The Creature from Jekyll Island is a second look, as I called it, at the Federal Reserve System. And as you already know, that it was the Federal Reserve was created on Jekyll Island, which was a off the coast of Georgia back in 1910. It was privately owned by these very bankers that we're talking about, the ones that created the Federal Reserve System, agents of the Rockefellers and the Morgans, and they had connections over with the Rothschilds and the Warburgs overseas in Germany and England and France and so forth. International banking cartel, really. And so this is the story of how that came about, and I saw it not as a story about money and banking, but it was a story of a crime. One of the biggest crimes ever committed in history is the capture of the world through the monetary system. You know, people say, gee, should we nationalize the banks? Well, folks, I'm here to tell you that years ago, the banks privatized the governments. No, the government's not going to nationalize the banks because the banks already run the governments. And this is the story of how that came to be. So that's where we're going. And it's kind of symbolic. We're not going there to revere these guys, but to kind of wiggle our fingers and our noses at them and say, we're back and we're going to take back our country and our world. So anyway, that's where it's going to be. And it's all about red pills, red pills, red pills. Our lives are filled with illusions. And it seems like the most important aspects of our lives have the biggest illusions. So that's what it's all about. And I urge people to come to our website. It's redpillexpo.org. If you can't make it in person, which I hope you can, you too, Alex, especially you, if you can't make it, of course, it's a live stream available. So it's under preparation right now. The orders are coming in. I'm looking at the corner of my computer and bing, 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 they're coming in. So people are standing up and they want to come stand tall as human beings and let the world be. And they're not going to wear any masks, I can assure you of that. And they're not going to accept any vaccines.
Yeah, no, so I just like the idea. I don't do a lot of events myself. I just like the idea. I knew a few weeks ago you were doing this, but here it's in Jekyll Island. Here it's going to the convention center. That is very, very exciting. So I definitely want to promote that. Everybody should go there. So how does it run 1 day, 2 days? What's coming up with it?
Well, it's 2 days. It's 2 days. And the third day, the Monday that follows it, is kind of a drifting day. A lot of people are staying over because they want to do some sightseeing. The Jekyll Island is quite an interesting place. And it's also a hangout day for those of us that like to meet new people and form coalitions and form strategies. So,
well, everybody should go in defiance of COVID, but to meet Jared Griffin as well. So I knew that was going on. I forgot it was happening. I'm glad that I asked you about the websites because you're such a gentleman. You would have never even plugged that this event is coming up, redpillexpo.org. Okay, let's start getting back into it now. We've only got 15 minutes to the next hour.
Okay, 15 minutes. Wow, we should have 15 days to talk about this.
But 15 minutes into the next hour, so we got about 20-something minutes, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, that helps a little bit. I guess where we were going with that is the fact that controlled opposition is one of the classic strategies of our opponents. And once we get a handle on it, we realize that it's not just the left versus the right, because actually there's very little difference of you. I mean, the extreme left and the extreme right are the same, frankly. What's the difference between communism and Nazism? There's no difference, except one has a hammer and sickle on the flag and the other one has a swastika. Once you get past that, and the language that they speak, maybe, but it's you read their books and their theories, their ideology, they all believe the same thing. And they fight with each other like Dickens, mainly not over what they believe, but because they want to see who's going to be boss. They're fighting for dominance in this world system that they want to create. So once you understand that and internalize on it, then you look at, now you can turn on your TV sets and say, what's going on here? Well, we see all these horrible things on the street, and everybody hates them. And look, they're good. Oh, my gosh, we can't have that. Anybody would be better than these people, right? Wrong. It could be the same. You can't just judge a person on the basis of who they don't like or who they speak against. You've got to understand what their principles are, what they believe in, and what have they done, and what will they do. It's just not who they hate, but who are they? So this is an important lesson, and I'm afraid that I see Americans getting so upset with what is happening on the so-called left. It's not really the left. These people are professionals. They're not out there because of what they believe in. They're out there because they're receiving a paycheck from Mr. Soros. Now, if the White House or anybody else wants to do something about this, what the heck are they doing about Mr. Soros? Nothing. And that's the clue right there, you see. They could stop this immediately if they really wanted to. But no, the orders are stand down. Stand down. The police don't go out. They don't interfere. They want the violence. They want the the destruction. They want blood in the streets. They want hatred. Why? Because then people will say, please, Mr. President, give us martial law. And that's the end game. It's so clear. It's so clear. So we have to
totally agree, but let's pull back. There clearly is a good versus evil angle. And if you look at what the left funds, they want pedophilia. They want destruction of the family. They want to dumb people down. They want to poison people. A, is that accurate from your research, and why? Why? It really seems there's a real Satanism underbelly to this.
There is. There's no question about it. There's no defense of... And I mean, take a good read of Mein Kampf, Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf. He also was a Satanist. He also was an occultist. He also wanted to destroy the family. All the things that we don't like about communism is in the extreme right. The Nazis and the fascists believe the same thing. That's my point. We get so focused at one group, we forget that, hey, evil is universal. It's not just in one group. Any of these violent groups and ideologically collectivist groups have the same belief system. So we have to look deeper than that. That's my only point. Yes, I agree with you.
That's right. Anything that has authoritarian power can be hijacked and used for evil.
Exactly. And will be. It always will be. So that's my message here. And so when we come to the big, hard question is, well, what do we do about that today? Do we have any friends? And it's a good question. I know how to ask the questions. I don't always know how to answer them. I don't know what we can do about it except be clear in our own minds what we believe in and not just follow the leader. That's the only thing.
No, I agree that Trump's saying, hey, we got a vaccine. Trump does things I don't like, but he's also getting peace deals. I know they legitimately don't like him, but I'm also not naive. I don't think Trump himself is a deceiver, but obviously there are powerful forces. Like CNN first thought he'd be a good candidate for Hillary to beat. So there's a lot of weird designs out there.
Yeah, you got it. I couldn't agree with you more, Alex. Yeah. And everybody, and especially politicians that have been around for a while, I would imagine that most of these big, well-known figures have something in their past that could be held over them to keep them in line. And that's what Epstein was all about, right? That was Epstein's job, was to compromise leaders. And we know that Mr. Trump and Mr. Epstein were very close. So is it possible that there's something there that they're holding over Mr. Trump to keep him in line? I don't know. I'm just asking the questions. I do know that this is the kind of thing that goes on all the time. So I wouldn't take it off the list. I wouldn't take it off the table. But it might be part of the explanation of why Mr. Trump is unable to do all of the things, actually do all of the things that he says he wants to do. Maybe he's not free to act.
But we certainly know the Clintons were on the airplanes, and they are compromised.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you look at the list, when you get to the royalty of England, Prince Charles and so forth, is there anything left? Only thing we have to find now is just a photograph of the Queen. That would be something. Wow.
Well, exactly. We've gone all the way up the little monkey pole here. That's a great way to say it. Jammer Griffin's our guest, redpilluniversity.org. We're going to break to two more segments with him. I want to invite him back up next week. I'm not trying to crash events. He invited me years ago, like 10 years ago, to an event at Jekyll Island. I couldn't go, but this COVID thing's got me spoiling to travel because we're not supposed to. Who knows? I might show up at that. But I don't really care about speaking. But I might just fly out there and meet Jared Griffin. But seriously, don't forget, folks, we have the high-quality, affordable food right now that everybody should order. We've got a week to 2 weeks for delivery. We've got it in stock. Everybody else doesn't. They'll lie to you. And it's a key website we've got up on InfoWarsStore.com that you can find right now. PrepareWithAlex.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.